4. Progressive Civilization. Economics, society, and government must evolve if they are to remain. Static conditions on an evolutionary world are indicative of decay. Only those institutions which move forward with the evolutionary stream persist. The progressive program of an expanding civilization embraces 1. Preservation of individual liberties. 2. Protection of the home. 3. Promotion of economic security. 4. Prevention of disease. 5. Compulsory education. 6. Compulsory employment. 7. Profitable utilization of leisure. 8. Care of the unfortunate. 9. Race improvement. 10. Promotion of science and art. 11. Promotion of philosophy, wisdom. 12. Augmentation of cosmic insight, spirituality. And this progress in the arts of civilization leads directly to the realization of the highest human and divine goals of mortal endeavor, the social achievement of the brotherhood of man and the personal status of God consciousness, which becomes revealed in the supreme desire of every individual to do the will of the Father in heaven. The appearance of genuine brotherhood signifies that a social order has arrived in which all men delight in bearing one another's burdens. They actually desire to practice the golden rule. But such an ideal society cannot be realized when either the weak or the wicked lie in wait to take unfair and unholy advantage of those who are chiefly actuated by devotion to the service of truth, beauty, and goodness. In such a situation, only one course is practical. The golden rulers may establish a progressive society in which they live according to their ideals, while maintaining an adequate defense against their benighted fellows who might seek either to exploit their pacific predilections or to destroy their advancing civilization. Idealism can never survive on an evolving planet if the idealists in each generation permit themselves to be exterminated by the baser orders of humanity. And here is the great test of idealism. Can an advanced society maintain that military preparedness which renders it secure from all attack by its war-loving neighbors, without yielding to the temptation to employ this military strength in offensive operations against other peoples for purposes of selfish gain or national aggrandizement? National survival demands preparedness, and religious idealism alone can prevent the prostitution of preparedness into aggression. Only love, brotherhood, can prevent the strong from oppressing the weak.